Shalom, Australia. After a rocket from Gaza landed between two houses in the southern town of Sderot last Sunday, the IDF retaliated with a limited strike, hitting two Hamas installations in the northern Gaza Strip. Hours later, the IDF conducted another considerably larger barrage, carrying out approximately 50 strikes against Hamas infrastructure using both tanks and aircraft. The army received some criticism from residents of Sderot regarding the timing of the strikes, as they coincided with a citywide festival which had most families outside at the time. The festival was not cancelled, but many people chose to return home. On Tuesday, it was revealed that during Sunday night's bombardment, the IDF struck key Hamas strategic assets. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman said on Tuesday morning, "You can't expect the State of Israel to allow Hamas to rearm itself to steal money from the residents of Gaza. They are levying taxes and not constructing buildings, but tunnels." Israeli soldiers fired warning shots at a number of suspects approaching the Israel-Syria border in the Golan Heights yesterday. There were no reports of injuries. The IDF said that the suspects left the area after the shots were fired. The United Nations Legal Department demanded that Israel release Wahid Abd al-Abbas, 38, an engineer in the UN's development program, who was arrested by the Shin Bet security services in July. He is suspected of funneling resources to Hamas. Israel's UN representative, Danny Danon, and the foreign ministry said in a statement on Thursday that it is inconceivable that a man aiding a terrorist organization will enjoy UN immunity. On Wednesday, the military advocate general under Brigadier General Sharon Afek announced that it has opened several criminal investigations into incidents that took place during the 2014 Gaza war. At the same time, the army's top judicial official determined that several deadly bombardments in the strip, including a widely condemned strike near Rafah, near a school that killed several people, were carried out with proper procedures followed. Five criminal investigations were closed and another six cases were resolved without criminal proceedings. Israeli security forces seized dozens of weapons, confiscated equipment, and made arrests in Hebron and Bethlehem early on Tuesday morning as part of an ongoing effort to crack down on illegal guns in the West Bank. Seven illegal gun workshops were raided and 22 pieces of gunsmithing machinery were seized, along with weapons including handguns, shotguns, hunting rifles, and Carlo-style submachine guns. Security forces also recovered ammunition and dozens of gun pieces that would have been used to create more weapons. An Israeli soldier was lightly injured on Wednesday in a stabbing attack near the Yitzhar settlement in the northern West Bank. His attacker was shot dead. A Palestinian man was shot dead by IDF troops on Friday morning when he ran towards a guard post near the West Bank settlement at Ofra, north of Ramallah. Initial reports said that the man opened fire on the post and Israeli troops returned fire, but the IDF later said it appeared that the suspect was not armed when he approached the guard post near the Palestinian village of Sirwad. He was shot after failing to stop when ordered to do so. A senior Palestinian official later named the man as Iyad Hamad, aged 38, and said he suffered from mental illness. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ruled on Friday the construction work in Tel Aviv was to go ahead this Shabbat, albeit on a reduced basis, despite objections from the religious parties in the coalition. Work on the Shalom train station is part of construction on the Jerusalem-Tel Aviv high-speed train line. A statement from the Prime Minister's office said that postponing the work was tantamount to endangering life and it could therefore go ahead on Shabbat. The coalition's two ultra-Orthodox parties, which are vehemently opposed to any labor on Shabbat, tried to stop work during marathon talks on the issue overnight Thursday-Friday with Transportation Minister Yisrael Katz. 60 members of the Bratislava Hasidic sect were detained by police early on Tuesday morning after entering Nablus to visit Joseph's tomb without army escort. Palestinians attacked their bus, requiring the group's rescue by the army. The tomb is located inside Area A of the West Bank under complete Palestinian Authority control, and the IDF bars Israeli citizens from entering without prior authorization. 300 Orthodox rabbis have signed a proclamation urging those suspecting child sex abuse to notify secular authorities and calling on Jewish institutions to take preventative measures to prevent abuse. The letter, which was released on Thursday and signed by rabbis from the United States, Canada, Israel, and Europe, recognizes that Orthodox communities could have responded in more responsible and sensitive ways to help victims and to hold perpetrators accountable. Those suspecting sexual abuse do not need to seek rabbinic approval before contacting civil authorities. The proclamation draws upon the biblical precept not to stand idly by while your fellow's blood is being spilt from the book of Leviticus, Vayikra. An Israeli digital arms company has prompted Apple to boost security for its mobile operating systems after developing a highly sophisticated spyware package that allows complete control of iPhone devices. The spyware, codenamed Pegasus, took advantage of previously undisclosed weaknesses in Apple's mobile operating system, iOS 9.3.5, and can track calls and contacts, collect passwords, read text messages and emails, record calls, and trace the whereabouts of the user. Researchers at Tel Aviv University say they have unraveled the metastatic mechanism of melanoma, the most aggressive of all skin cancers. According to a paper published on Monday in the journal Nature Cell Biology, the scientists discovered that before spreading from the epidermis to other organs, a melanoma tumor sends out tiny vesicles containing molecules of microRNA that cause morphological changes in the dermis to prepare it to receive and transport the cancer cells. The researchers also found chemical substances that can stop the process. The Tel Aviv University group worked in close collaboration with researchers from the German Cancer Research Center in Heidelberg, the Sheba Medical Center at Tel HaShomer, Israel, and the Wolfson Medical Center in Holon, Israel. Dr. Kamit Levy of the Department of Human Molecular Genetics and Biochemistry at Tel Aviv University Sackler School of Medicine said our study is an important step on the road to a full remedy for the deadliest skin cancer. A group of 29 students from a science and technology high school in Binyamina came in second place at an international robotics competition in Shanghai, China, against dozens of entrants from all over the world. The students were also granted an Inspiration Award for inspiration and recognition of science and technology robotic competition, which had 57 teams from Israel, the United States, Canada, Australia, Brazil, and China. In the competition, students had to build robots to complete various tasks, such as balancing on a beam and scoring balls into goals. Activists who campaigned against soldiers coming to volunteer at childcare centers for the children of refugees and migrants in South Tel Aviv may have done the cause a favor. Activist Shefi Paz, a well-known figure in South Tel Aviv opposed to the presence of African migrants, photographed soldiers volunteering with Eli Felit. And Telen 10 also did a story about members of the military intelligence unit volunteering in kindergartens in South Tel Aviv. On August the 17th, Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman announced that soldiers are no longer allowed to volunteer with African migrants, saying if soldiers have free time, they should help Holocaust survivors or the needy. Charity should begin at home. Eli Felit's founder and director, Yael Grierz, said dozens of people have called the organization in the past week to volunteer, and some have made donations. I think this is the beautiful side of Israeli society. And in a landmark step for an Orthodox synagogue in Israel, the prominent religious Zionist Ramban Synagogue in South Jerusalem has appointed a woman to serve as a spiritual leader alongside the head of the community, Rabbi Benny Lau. Kamit Feintuch, a teacher and educator at the Migdal Oz Seminary in Gush Etzion since 2008, was unanimously approved by committee 2 weeks ago after a lengthy process, and will bear the title of Rabbanit. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.